Okay, we're up to the end of Perek Test. Last mission in Perek Test, we're going to review this one more time. The last mission of Tana Shnika Me'inai. A Tana. Got it?
Yeah.
That was Shnika Me'inai from the eye. Here's the eye. Shiur Meloi Kush. Nichnas V'yotzei Dolek. Okay, the terminology.
Shiur Meloi Kush.
Shiur Meloi Kush. The shiur that in order for it, it's no longer some apostles and become a Thomas Meloi Kush. The hole has to be wide enough that a Kush can go in.
Right.
And what is it?
Dolek.
It means plus plus. That's our terminology. Plus plus. In other words, not only can it go in.
Easily.
Next. Review the says that Shlo Dolek. Just plus. It can go in and out. Need not go easily. Period. But let's say the hole is on the side of the eye. Need not go plus plus. Just plus. Nichnas. Just according to Tanakhama. Nichnas is a shloy dolek. It has to be kuloy kush. Nichnas v'yotzei shloy dolek. It need not go in easily. From Yehuda Mer dolek. No one is in mitzar. It's on the side. Has to go. Dolek has to go in easily. Shimon says mina emsawu. The holes on the ends of the side. Nichnas nichnas. It has to end. Go in and go out. Menat sad. Ain a nichnas. It need not. The hole need not be large enough for it even to enter. Even if it does not enter, it's good enough.
Good.
The same thing we say when it comes to the seal of a barrel. So you can have it in the center on the side. What's the size? A shifan. A shifan is a certain type of branch. The second knot. The size, the thickness of the second and the second knot. What's the size? It has to be able to go in and out. That's the size. Mino emsa. What's the size? So mino emsa. If it's in the center, like in this picture, mino emsa, the shear is nichnas. It has to be able to go in and out.
It is already. The chen have the gurus a chavas shenikva. Shear kavali mitzash.
Comma. What's the shear with regard to that? How do we?
Shal shifain.
So mino emsa.
It's the second.
The second knot of this branch called the shifain branch.
Yeah.
So what are the rules? Mino emsa, if the hole is in the center,
yeah,
it has to be in nichnas, it has to just be able to go in and out. Menat sad, yeah. If it was on the side, ain in nichnas, it need not go in and out, but it has to at least, in order for it to lose the status of its seven apostle, at least has to have the size of mitzah. Ain a nichnas, it doesn't have to actually go in and out, but in order for it to lose the status. And in order for it to lose the status does not have to actually go in and out, but it has to be wide enough. It has to be the same size as the shifa in order for it to no longer be a tzam apostle, to be called a Pesach.
If it can't go in, how is it the same size?
That's what we learn many times. Just because if something is a tefach, and the item is a tefach, if the whole is exactly a tefach, Can the object is exactly one tefach. Can it go in and out?
No.
What?
No.
That's exactly what it says. So minatzad, in order for this to lose the status of a seven apostle, it need not actually go in and out, but it has to be at least the size of the Malay Shifain, and then the mitzvah shnia shel tzifain. The second knot of the shifain, if it equals exactly that size, that thickness, it's no longer called a tzam apostle, and whatever is inside is tummy, even though the mitzvah itself cannot go in and out. Like we have, remember, there are three
surroundings.
The chen hayy bechatzam gedolim shani kavu. Now let's deal with. Let's go away from the regular barrels. Let's go to a chatzav. A chatzav is
a
massive size barrel. A massive barrel. A chatzav is very, very large. Shani kavu that perforated. Shiura b'loy mitzah shniyah shel.
What was the first one then?
A chavis. This is a chavis. The megufas a chavis. Yeah, you can take it.
Call me later. I'm learning now. Okay. Call me
an hour and a half. How's your wife?
My daughter.
Oh, your daughter.
First of all, what was the last case?
Chavis, the barrel is small.
Where is it? Where's the picture?
Here. It's
a small barrel?
Yeah. And there it's the Mlamitza Shal Shifain.
You did that already on top.
Right, now we're doing the next case. V'chinoyim b'chatzavim g'doylim. Zel b'zach. Same picture, but this is not a chavis. This is not a chavis chatzavim. And the picture looks the same because it's blowing it up, but it's much larger.
big barrel,
Shenikavu, that were perforated. Mitzoshniya shel kana. The size is, here's the kana, here's a reed, here's the second knot.
Yeah.
It has to be able to go in and out.
Why is it different than the first one?
Because it's a different size barrel, has a different set of rules. No one explains why. It's a different set of rules. When it's in the center, nichnas, it has to be able to go in and out. But it has to at least be
a kana. It has to be a kana.
It's thinner.
Is it interesting that the big barrel needs a smaller?
Maybe it's not. Maybe we don't know. Maybe we're not familiar. Maybe
this is a smaller shear.
Maybe it's a bigger shear. I don't know the answer. It doesn't.
From
in this
picture
looks like it's thinner. Yeah, it's correct. I don't know the answer. I don't know. It says the answer nichnas tzad ir nichnas. Dabad v'amurim bezman shenasu liyayin. All of these things of the chavis and the chatzavim.
A and B
is when it's made for yayin. Aval nasu l'shon mashk. Nafilu kol shahu, even the small amount. Kol shu tumeim. Bamed v'amurim bezman shelo nasu b'diyada. When do we say that you have to have the size of a mitzah? Shnir shal shifoin. Mitzah means a knot.
Okay.
The knot. That's what we say many times.
Yeah, Bizma- back to that case?
Yeah. But all the cases, the Medrash Moreh and the Chovos go back in all the cases.
Okay.
All the cases, we have all this case and this case, and maybe even this is a chav. Only these two cases, because these are made for liquid. The tana you don't use for
liquid.
For liquid. So you think of it, we're dealing with when these barrels are made for. When these holes develop naturally. It dealt by itself due to wear and tear, due to age.
Avol,
nas the other. Let's say you person actually goes and you take a drill, you take out your power tools, and you make a hole in order to make them. Then the shear is even the smallest amount of the other. Mafil kol shu tameim, even the smallest amount of tameim.
Right.
Next halacha, nikavu, nu halacha, nikavu. Let's say it's sealed. The barrel is sealed, but nikavu it gets a perforation in the side of the barrel. So what? So it's sealed. So what do you do? Is the barrel tame or tar? Is it some apostle? If the barrel is made for eichlim, nikav v'shiyum lo eichlim.
Bezeisim.
So if it gets a hole the size of an olive, then it
makes it tame.
If the hole the size of an olive,
keeps the tummy out, I mean.
If it's less than the size of an olive, one size of the tummy goes in. It's called a Pesach.
Right.
Shir b'mashkin. Ha'asu l'kach liquids. If the utensil is made for mashkin and it gets a hole, then even a small little hole where it's koinis mashke. The Mishnah said that beferish. Let's say this barrel, this container is made for both of liquids and solids. So what's the shear in order for it to be called the Pesach and whatever inside is Tameh? Matil noisa l'chumroi. We're machmir. What are we machmir? But some machmir that even the size of a small hole of mashke automatically will cause the tumah to penetrate and whatever is inside is going to be Tameh. Now all of this is true. Now the Mishnah explains what we just said. All but some apostle. These that we're giving these sizes,
okay.
Size that we're going to say that it's going to come tummy is when it's at some apostle, because when it's at some apostle, even the smallest amount, the smallest hole destroys the utensil. Because if it was not some apostle, then the shear is not a zayis. The shear is a rimoin. Okay. Well, I shouldn't say that, but Zayik, these words are hard words, but some apostle, Koinis Mashke. And these are hard words. Let me go get a Kahati. I want to see what the Kahati says about these last two words, because he's not really explaining it. Okay, so give me a half a second. Yeah. They took it away. The mamash took it away. They took away the kahati. They no longer have kahati in the mishmash. It's in the library. It's upstairs. It's in the library. I don't know why. That's what they did. Okay. So this is, let's look at the last words of the Rav. Let's look at the Rav. The Rav explains his last words. Okay, look at the Rav. The Rav here says, "There's not. We really. There's nothing more to do. We did this already. It's good. Want to read the caption?
It's a bit
possible. Let's go back and look at the Rav." Nikavu. Okay, let's go back. Okay, going back to the Rav. Nikavu, Dibur Hamaskel, Nikavu. Yeah?
Shemit Pasul. Shir.
Go back to where it says Nikavu. Okay, also Lachlem Shibu.
It's not.
Go back. Nikavu. Dibur Hamaskel, Nikavu. Shem Zaysim.
Shir B'mashkin.
No, further back.
Shab Mashkin.
Nikavu. Nikavu, he right here, Nikavu. Okay, now, Nikavu, also lochlon shuba zesim. If they have a hold the size of the barrel, the size is an aleph. Hash the mari bishanifcha sakli bi atzme vidikav. Now we're discussing where there's a defect in the kli itself. The chol hanach shium de lael kishnifcha smistima bishabishabishabi pisre. The Mishnah is divided into two parts. The first half of the Mishnah was where there was a hole on top. Right? You with me?
Yeah.
Everything we learned until now, look, was the magufa, right, the magufa. Now we're discussing where there's a hole on the side.
Right.
Everything was now what's this? When there's a hole on the, when there's a hole on the Hashem, Zayisim, im nifchas b'moitzi Zayisim, on the side of the barrel there's a Zayis, boy may ruach. In order to make the kli a tzomit pasul, you need to take its clay, and you need to smear it. Boy may ruach. Yeah? Or pachos mikan, loy boy may ruach, and if it's less than... If the size is less than the size of an aleph, if it's less than the size of an aleph, loy boy meruach, you don't need. If it's less than the size of an aleph, you don't need meruach because it's considered to be some apostle. Okay, that's so far so good.
Yeah.
Then he goes here is a cash. Let's maybe look at the look a little more from my sefer.
Yeah.
V'yesh liten tam. The chassid says the chol kli pasuach. Any open utensil shir in tam pasul love. Without shinan she tumasa mishe tumasai mishe kemei mashkemes lepischoi. The tuma enters. It waits by the pesach. V'chinika. It's mashkemes means it's waiting by the opening. V'chinikav kedei toharasai. And when it gets a hole that is equal to the size of its tahara, choshev kepesach uboy tzamid pasil, pachos mikan lo. Okay, so when it gets the size that makes the utensil tahar, if you have a utensil and the utensil has a defect, and the defect is large enough to be mevatel the shame kli, that is also large enough to make it considered an opening. If you have a utensil, an utensil has a defect, and the defect is the size that would normally be mevatel the kli, it's no longer called a kosher kli, it's no longer called a kli that has the yecholus to be that's metame, that exact same size is sufficient in order to create an opening, in order to lose its status of a tzamid pasul that would prevent tumma from entering. Now, fine. The Gemara here. Now, here he's coming to do something that is uncharacteristic of the Rav, who is coming to start asking kashas and terutzim, like a taisus. The Gemara, the Sech the Shabbos. You learned that? Daf Yomi, the Sech the Shabbos. Much mochiach, the chol gadol, muchach, the kli gadol. There it's proven, the kli gadol, shenika, the moitzi rimain. There it's proven, the kli gadol. The kli gadol l'shenike b'motzi b'moyin u'kli katan b'shnifchas b'rubay. If you have a kli gadol that's nikav b'motzi b'moyin, here's a kli gadol, has the size of a pomegranate, or u'kli katan, a small kli shenifchas b'rubay, which means it's a small utensil, and the utensil, a rimoyin, cannot exit. But the majority of the circumference You see the circumference?
Yeah.
Is open, that loses Shmuboy Ein Meruach Ustima Moyalin Boy. There's nothing you can possibly do. This is no longer called a kli. And if you put something inside, it's no longer mekabel tumah. And if there's something inside, it's not going to save from the oil hames. V'shuv einay matzil b'tzamet pasil kevon the bottle mitaras kli. V'ein meruach v'ein meruchoy naseh. And if you try to smear it, you waste the time. It's like taking an apple and smearing the apple with cement. If you take an apple and you smear the apple with cement, you put it in oil hames, is the apple tamei or tar? V'yimei, if you smear this circumference, nase ko'ichlin shagablam b'tit, it's like you took an apple and you smear it with cement, she'en hatit matzilon. So what now? And let's say the kli is made for liquids. It's the next case. Shiurin b'mashkin b'koynis mashka koynis mashka. Haos l'kach l'kach l'mashkin l'ach. Let's say the kli is made for food and oichlin. Matinos l'chumray v'machmir v'imnikev b'koynis mashka. If it gets a hold the size of koynis mashka, einoy matzil b'tzamid pasil ad sheyumrach. That's it. That's all he says. Until you smear. Smear, we said already five times. You take cement and you
smear. You don't want to smear. We just got finished thinking you don't want to smear.
No, but if it's small, it's small. If the kli is smaller than a rima, in a pomegranate.
How come the lid? Before it says you're not allowed to smear, and here it says you're allowed to smear.
Smearing is not going to make a difference. If you have a hole the size of a zayis, an aleph,
yeah,
automatically it's called a pesach. But, here's the point he's trying to make. But, even though it has the size of a zayis, there is still hope. All hope is not lost.
You can smear it.
You can smear it.
I come over here.
Because here it's already so large, the size of a pomegranate, and smearing is not going to help. Smearing only helps when the size of the defect is not larger than a pomegranate.
Okay.
Once the hole gets larger than a pomegranate, or it gets larger than the majority of the circumference, meruach does not help. But if it's only in between the size of an olive and a pomegranate, then meruach, smearing with cement, does help.
Okay. It still doesn't fit into the words over here.
So the word koines mashke, word koines mashke is coming to explain that when it says mashkin, it's an explanation. When we said before shiurin b'mashkin, it doesn't mean mashke departs. It means mashke enters. Okay, that's what those words mean. The word son apostle means all the rules that we're discussing now are discussing a situation with regard to son apostle when there's a seal on top. And Thomas coming is entering inside. Because this is really what the Rav is coming to explain. What do you mean, Samit Pasil? We learned in the previous, in the beginning of the Masechta, that in order for your utensil to become tar, it has to be the size of a pomegranate. This is what he's coming to explain. This is the point I believe he's coming to explain. He doesn't have a contradiction. Over here, you're telling me that if you have a kli utensil that has a size... What? Tachila. If it has an opening the size of a zayis,
yeah,
then the tumah penetrates.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? But we learned way back in the Ilim Sech that if you have a UT kli that's made for food, the size for it to lose the status of pomegranates. We have a contradiction. The answer is, because there we're discussing the status if it's called a kli or not called a kli. If it's called a kli, it's tame. If it's not a kli, it's tar. If until now the kli was tame, you need shavu, you have to shatter it. Once it gets a hole the size of a pomegranate, it's not called a kli. But here we're not dealing with the question if it's called a kli or it's not called a kli. We're dealing with the issue if it's a pesach in the kli. The issue that we're dealing with over here is a tzamid pasil. There's a seal on top. We have food inside. We're trying to protect the food from the oil hames. The issue that we're dealing with here is there a pesach into the kli that will contaminate its contents?
Yeah.
Therefore, you only need there to be a opening the size of an aleph. He's asking this word, but summit postul, these two words here is coming to ask a question. The question is, what in the world is going on here? You're telling me here the shear is zaysin. Zaysim, what are you talking about? We learned in the beginning of the Masechta
the pomegranate.
So the answer is, in the beginning of the Masechta, when we discuss the pomegranate, the issue is this called a utensil? Is this called not a kli? L'may nafkamina. If it's a kli, it's mekabel tumah. If it's not a kli, it is tar.
Right.
So here, is it the size of a pomegranate? In our case?
No.
So is it called a kli?
Yes,
it's called a kli. So what's the issue? The issue is the hole large enough to allow the tumah to penetrate through the tzamid pasil? It's sealed. A tzamid pasil protects. It's megan. But if it gets a hole the size of an olive, it's no longer megan. The tumah enters. It's called the pesach. And this that we learned in the beginning of the Pesach, that you need to have the size of a rimon, that's in order to destroy the status of a kli.
See, what's taking away from what you're saying is that it's showing a tumah pasul on top. It's not showing.
Okay, this is another issue. He's dealing over here with another issue. Let's see what it says on the bottom over here. Look at this, what he deals with. Ha-kli eina roi afil lohachal reminding me to talk. In this situation, the kli doesn't have any koich. Shuv eina kli klal. It's not a kli, right? You don't need over here the container on top. You don't need that. You're right. You don't need that. I don't know why. Not everything is accurate in the, you know, it's for our purpose. You don't need this on top. It's not called a kli klal. Kli klal the ain, and certainly it's not going to be matzil but some apostle. The reason why he makes the thing on top, he's making a point. What he wants to show here is the afilu shenisha betachtisai shir gistera, it's tahar. Kevin shat some apostle nimsa pesasa kli tzach gama kli liyosroy litashmish. The reason why over here he's saying a chum, he was eating another chum. He wants to bring down the chazrenish. Let's say this did not have a seal. Let's say there was no seal on top. Okay, there was no seal on top.
Good.
And it's exactly in this case. In this case, is this still called a kli? Guess what? What? Is this still called a kli?
When the thing's not on top?
Let's say there's nothing on top. Exactly in this situation. And there's a pomegranate over here. Is this called a kli?
Because in a pomegranate, it's not a kli.
So no, he's saying a chiddush. Look what he's saying. I'll show you what he's saying. It's still called a kli. Why is it called a kli? Why is it called a kli? There's a difference. Here's your case, right? Here's your case.
My case? That's my case, okay.
There's nothing on top. Where's the hole?
On the bottom.
The very, very bottom.
Yeah.
With me?
Yeah.
In this case, where's the hole?
Very, very.
No, it's not in the very, very bottom. Under the thing, you have still a section. You have a section. This section is why could hold enough oil like the sichas ever cotton shell ever cotton in order to smear the finger of a child. So therefore, this is still called a kli. It's called a gistera. It's called a gistera, and it's still called a kli. In order for this utensil to be batel legamre midin kli, the whole must be, now two things must be fulfilled. Following? Number one, it must be the size of a pomegranate. Number two, it must be on the very, very bottom of the utensil, so it does not even have the capacity to store oil of kidei sichas kata.
Okay.
He's saying yechidish. That's only true when there's a seal on top, when it's open on top. But when there's a seal on top, it doesn't make a difference where the hole is. Even if the hole is on top, then, and there's a lot of space on the bottom, kedei sichas katan, it's tohar legamri. You see the chiddush, what he just said? If there's a seal on top, then if there's a hole the size of a pomegranate, the kli is tohar, Even if the pomegranate is on top, it's in the middle, and there's still on the bottom enough space to hold some oil. If the kli is open on top, then if the pomegranate is on the top, it's still called the kli. It's still called kli. It's tame because you have a gistera. You're going to spill oil out. Only time we're going to say that this is not called the kli. It's batel gamri is when the hold is on the very, very bottom. So he's coming to explain this. It says here in the Mishnah the word zayis. Shiurin b'zaysim, right?
Right.
Question, zaysim, what are you talking about? The shiur is a remind.
Right.
Teretz says, we're dealing here with a tzamed pasul. We're not dealing here with the issue to be mevatelet midin kli. If the issue was to say that this is not called a kli, it's not a kli legamri, and it's tohor legamri, then we would focus on the word, we would focus on the remind. But being that over here we want to have a kli, we're not trying to be mevatel the shame kli. The issue over here is it have a pesach in order to allow the tumah to penetrate, and it should not be a tzamed pasul, then the shiur is a zayis. Because a zayis is called the pesach. A remain is a bitl kli.
How do you see that all in the words?
That's what the Rav says. It's a very hard Mishnah. The Rav says two words. Ha'asu l'kachu l'kach ma'atid l'asoy l'chumra. They have to add in a whole lam d'shakasha. Add all these words in. Oh, but we learned in Paragimel the shear is not a zayis. We learned in Paragimel the shear is a pomegranate, a nochanami. Because in Paragimel we were dealing with the issue, is this called a kli or is it not called a kli? That's what the Rav says.
Yes.
Here we're dealing with the issue of bitsamid pasil. The issue that we're dealing with in this Mishnah is an issue of tzamid pasil. And no, kodesh mashke is a new statement. It's a new statement. When we learn the shir is mashke, when it says here the shir is hasu loichlim is hasu loichlim shir mbezesim hasu lemashkin shir mashkin. When it says here the word mashkin, let me elaborate. When I said mashkin, the shir is b'kodesh mashke. When I said the word mashkin, I'm referring to how much water. Koines mashkin.
We know what it means.
No, it doesn't. You may have been misled to believe that when it comes to a pesach, in order to allow the tumah to penetrate, the pesach can even be can be a yoytze mashkin. Don't make that mistake. The Mishnah says. The Mishnah says you may be misled to think that when it says in the Mishnah a hole the size of mashke, it means mashke is yoytze. Kamashmala, no. The shir is kodesh. Well, I don't know why you seem like you're not getting it.
I got it. Now I got it. But I mean, it's not surprised. You didn't understand what.
No, I didn't.
Kodesh mashke is.
Sorry. Sorry. You're right.
This is not clear in the Mishnah.
The Mishnah concludes and is telling you with the word it says so word so apostle is coming to Bavon Akasha.
Okay.
And when it says because it's mashke the Bavon, when it says mashke. Once we're breaking all the rules of this Mishnah are not the same rules of Paragimel. Because Paragimel, the issue is this called a kli or is it not called a kli? In Paragtes, it's definitely a kli. That's not the issue. The issue is this a pesach?
Whole enough to enter.
To enter, or is it not? Has different set of rules. So the rules are, number one, that's b'tzamid pasul, and don't make a mistake and think maybe the rules of mashke should have a different size, mashke. No, when we're dealing with mashke, the size is b'koines mashke. Clear?
Yeah.
Gvaldik. I'm sorry if I was nasty.
No, that's okay.
Next Mishnah, Perek Yud. Moving on to the last. Oh, it's late. Let's just start a little bit, kids. It's very late. You have to go. David. Elu kelim, the following kelim, matzilim, b'tzamid pasul. Now we're going with kelim which are matzilim and b'tzamid pasul. Kli galalim. Kli galalim, what is galal? Galal is one of two things. Let's see with the Rav. Elu kelim, kli galalim, shal tzifei bakar. Shal tzifei bakar. What does tzifei means? Aleph haram. The dach lefish perish shehin kli shi shayish umeramer. I didn't say okay. Maglala means, I think tzife means the excrement of bakar. Animals release waste. Are you with me? Okay. Would you drink from a cup that was made from the waste of a bakar?
No.
Why not?
because of that. What do you call it?
It's not what?
It's not clean.
Why is it not clean? You don't have faith in the enzymes of the stomach of a baka that cleanse that do their thing.
You do whatever you want. I wouldn't drink from it.
Well, they used to in ancient times. That's kligal. Other mafreshim want to say when it says gola, gola does not mean the excrement of baka. What it means is marble. Marble. You have marble kalim at home? Marble kalim?
Yep.
Elu kele matzilim mitzvah pasul klei glolim. That's the erste zach. Klei avonim stone, klei adama earth, klei cheres pottery, uklei neter. It's some product of the earth. Neter. Atzamos hadog, the bones of fish. You ever see that before? The bones of fish. The oil in its hide. Atzamos chaya, the bones of wild animals. Shebayam in the sea. A chaya shabayam, v'oyra in its skin, ukliets hatohirim, matzilin, these are matzilin bein mitzidehem. Okay, let's quickly look over here. The Rav says, klei avon, klei gadama, tchulhani ein lechem tuma, lom divay torev, lom divay seifrim, v'lechei matzilin mitzim l'apostil, v'yaf agav dekol kli basuach, b'chlichli cheres mishtoi kura, the whole makar of tzim l'apostil comes in the torev, sebaik li cheres, b'loi b'lichli mishtoi kura, b'chli shetuma kodemes l'pishoi, we're dealing with a kli whose tuma Kodemes lepischei. What does that mean exactly? B'chlid sheregila, sheregila Torah esat, sheregila haTorah esat tuma lehashkim lemahil avoderech pischei. Where the tuma comes to the Pesach, haynu klicheres shemetimei meaviroi. Mikol makayim shor kelim nami marbidim shematzim b'dasev zichol. Okay. Even though the Torah is discussing klicheres, and the way we know it says klicheres called kli pasuach. This is saying a beautiful lundus. Okay, maybe could I come to just for this lundus? When the Torah says v'chol kli pasuach, a kli cheres, how does it become tamei? From the inside, a stone utensil is a kli cheres. When it comes to other types of kalim, wood kalim, how can they become tamei? From the outside. I shouldn't say okay. Because a kli cheres, if you touch it on the outside, does it become tamei? No. If you have a kli cheres, so where does the tumah come from? The inside. So the Torah says the kol kli pasuach, when it says the opening b'chli cheres mishtoi kra. Why? B'chli shetumah kodemes lepischei, a kli whose tumah enters through the opening. Which utensil does the tumah come through its opening, not from the outside? Which kli is metame ba'avir? Kli cheres. The hainu kli cheres. Kli cheres is unique that the tuma only comes from the opening in the avir. But if you take a sheretz, touch the kli cheres from the outside, nothing happens. Shemitame ma'avir, mikol mokam shor kelim nami marbina mishamatzilim mivasiv v'chol. Nevertheless, we marba other kelim from the word v'chol. You make a utensil from kalim from the sea, matzilim. If you shein mekavlim tumah, then not mekavl tumah. Because it's not mekavl. Let one pair gidzayim kol shabayim tar. A kli shabayim is not shabayim tar. The whole kalim yatzamos oif tarim. The chsev chomase izim. Prad lo oifas. Kli eitz hatoharim. Could go in kalim gedol ma'borim b'mido. Shemachzikim arborim sabalach shein kashem kuraim b'yavesh. The mekavli tumah dibido dumyu desach shematalt moli v'rekam kei dekevim kevan shem gedolim pokach ein mekavlim leim b'tzilim b'tzomit pasil. Fish. Things that are made from the sea are not mekabel tuma. That is the yisoid. Things are made from the sea are not. Why are they not mekabel tuma? Gezeres akasik. It says in the pasuk. Kol shabayom tov. It doesn't tell us why. Bones made from birds are tame. Why we have a meat? Izim, goats. Not from birds. What about wood? We're dealing with very large wood kalim, a utensil that's very, very large, is not mekabel tumah. So all of these things are not mekabel tumah. If they haven't started them food, and they're in oil hames, they're going to be megan. All right, we have to stop here. You okay?
Great, for you.